Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I apologize for being a little bit late this morning, a couple minutes. My company had a new product launch this morning, and it's been craziness, which I'm so grateful for. So no complaining here. I've been up since the wee hours of the morning getting ready for this. So my name is Heidi Whitehair, and I am the CEO of my own company. And I started as a self-employed stay-at-home mom, actually almost 28 years ago, 28 and a half years ago. And then about 18 and a half years ago, I became a network marketer, all the while staying home and raising my own children. Love that, Shelly. So I am doing this Cultivating Your Community. Good morning, Tracy. All for you. And no matter what business, service, product you sell, my goal is to leave you with some amazing content that you can utilize. Yes, Tammy, you're right. A super exciting day for sure in our company. Okay, so let's kind of recap the week. Cultivating your community. Now, community could be your customers, your employees, whatever it is that applies to your business. That word community is the word that we use in my company, but community could really be anything and everything. So cultivating is to create and grow. Okay, so this whole segment is kind of fashioned after our garden. And like I've said the last 2 days, and if you've just joined us, make sure you go back and do the recap, the homework. It's super important. But this all came from a conversation that I was having one day with my social media manager about planting seeds and weeding your garden. Yeah, I think that was the specific actual sentence I said to her. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love that idea. And it's something I've utilized in my network marketing career for sure for the last 18 and a half years. Good morning, Kendra. It's afternoon for you. So let's recap. Monday we talked about planting seeds, and every single day, no matter what you're doing, picking up the phone, on social media, going out and about in your day, whatever the case may be, you're planting seeds a lot of the time unbeknownst to you. You don't even realize you're doing it. You're doing it just by your appearance. You're doing it by how you show up in the world. Even like right now, I'm doing the whole senior year stuff with my son. Good morning, Paula. With my son, and so I'm around a lot of senior parents that I normally wasn't around as much, and you know, the rest of the year. So those are seeds I'm planting, even though I'm doing something else during that time frame. You know, you have startup conversations, and people ask what you do, and you, like I said, it could be. Like I'm wearing swag some days, my company swag, anything like that that opens the conversation, those are planting seeds. So we talked all about that on Monday, and again, you got homework, so hopefully you did all of that. Good morning, everyone. And then yesterday, we talked about watering those seeds planted, okay? And about how important it is to, we talked about contact and how many times you touch somebody. And how many times you have, most people give up right when things are going to turn around. We talked about how between the 5th and the 12th contact is really when you're prospecting with people, when people generally buy. I had lots of great stats on there. So again, do your homework, download it, all that good stuff. But today we're going to talk about weeding your garden. And I love this because when I was brand new to network marketing, almost 18 and a half years ago, weeding my garden was honestly about my own family, not my own kids and husband, but more about my extended family. Everyone has an opinion, and everyone wants to tell you how they would live your life. And what I learned early on is not everyone agreed with my career choices. Not everyone agreed with me becoming self-employed. They were more comfortable with being an employee. They were more comfortable with going to work 9 to 5, punching a time clock, getting a check, taking vacation when you were told to, and just getting by. That was their comfort zone. So for me to step out of that comfort zone made them uncomfortable. And so I had to learn early on to weed my garden, meaning people that didn't want the best for me, didn't align with, they don't have to agree with you. That's not what I'm saying. They don't have to jump on board with whatever you're doing, but they at least have to support you. They at least have to say, I want the very best for you. And if this is what you choose to do with your life, then I support that. Okay. They don't even have to, like, for instance, I have a lot of people in my life that don't do my products even, like friends and family. That's okay. I can't decide for them what's right. But I do expect them to support me. I've been doing a lot of talking this morning, by the way. So weeding your garden is all about when you're planting seeds and you're watering seeds, let's talk about that garden. If you let the weeds suffocate those beautiful flowers and blooms that you've planted, then you're going to lose your whole garden, right? So when you're talking about weeding your garden, it's talking about creating a positive workplace. It's talking about creating a positive work environment. One of the great things that I'm going to talk about in here, but it just popped into my head and I want to say it, is that when you're self-employed, especially when you own your own business and work from home or whatever it is you do, you get to choose who you work with. You get to choose the people you surround yourself with and align yourself with. That's a great thing. You don't have to go to work. So prior to this, I worked in corporate America. And not only did I work with people I didn't really care for, would not have been friends with out in the real world, but also I would get paid the same amount as the ding dong sitting next to me that did half the work that I did. So when you're self-employed and you create your own financial future, you get to choose that. And so weeding your garden is a big part of that. So let's talk about, you're gonna have homework again today. So let's follow along with me really quickly with some of the points I'm gonna make, and then make sure that you download your homework that will be coming to you this afternoon. Your vibe attracts your tribe. One of the things we talk about is your face is your TV screen. So if I was like this, if I showed up on camera today and maybe I wasn't put together, maybe I didn't have energy, good energy, I'm a smile on my face, having that open energy to relate to you, you may not want to, you know, be a part of my business, right? I mean, who would want to? So remember, this TV screen says a lot about you and a lot about whether people want to do business with you. So your vibe attracts your tribe. Don't get sidetracked with people who are not on track. You're gonna have a lot of people in your life that are happy being miserable. They're happy complaining their way through their own life, and that's their issue. You choose. Right? You choose whether you want to be that person. You don't want to spread negativity. Sunny just said, I wouldn't be here if I was a negative Nelly. So true. I mean, I want to spread positive. There's so much negative out in the world anyways. Let's spread some love. Let's spread some positivity. Let's spread some compassion for other people and help by inspiring them, uplifting them, making them feel good about themselves. Who doesn't want that in their life? Time is our most precious asset. We should invest it wisely. I love that. So weeding your garden. When you're self-employed, your time is incredibly valuable. Now, we're all given the same 24 hours, right? Same 7 days a week, all of that. So you want to spend your time and effort wisely. It's important to take a hard look at your prospects, your customers, and your team, and give highest priority to the areas that are most productive. I'm telling you that one thing I love about my team, especially my leadership team, is that they are all people going in the same direction. They're all influencers in their world, not just their business world, but their world as a whole, like their families, their communities, where they live, probably in their kids' schools, all of those, because when you are a positive leader in your business, it becomes a ripple effect in your world, all around you. Prospects. Relationship building and getting to know your customers or potential customers is key in selling your products or service and retaining your business. It's important to learn how to read people. If you've ever worked in I've done everything, by the way. Retail waitress or waiter, hostess, or any other job dealing with the public on a regular basis, then you've likely acquired skills of interacting with different types of people and personalities. It takes a whole lot of different people in the world to make up our world, and our differences should be embraced, not just because they're not like you doesn't mean they're not good people, and it doesn't mean there's not other ways to doing things. But when you work in the public, you have to learn to relate to people, right? On whatever level it is. And you have to kind of learn to be a chameleon to a certain degree, but have that strong foundation of who you are, and that becoming from that place of being positive. But you're going to find yourself, especially as a self-employed person and being in a lot of different situations around a lot of different types of people and personalities, and you have to be able to adjust to those people. You have to read people and act accordingly. Take into the atmosphere you're in, the person you're talking to, and the body language the person uses. So, for instance, if I'm in a very quiet atmosphere, maybe church, maybe a library, maybe a dentist office, you're going to lower your voice. You're going to maybe talk more quietly to somebody. You're going to exchange numbers quietly, that kind of stuff, if your business or a service comes up. And then the difference would be like maybe if you're at a sporting event or if you're at a loud restaurant where you might interact differently with people. That's how I'm talking about you become a chameleon and you kind of adjust yourself to the atmosphere and the people that you're around. Put your people reading skills to work as you get to know your prospects better. Even though you're getting to know them and attempting to build a relationship, you can also gain insight and clues as to how the relationship is going. If they blow off every time you contact them, then don't waste your time or theirs. They're giving you, some people can't say the words, no, I'm not interested, so you have to learn to read people. If they're loud and obnoxious and rude, then say next and move past them. Unless you're loud and obnoxious and rude, and those are the kind of people you want to be around, and it's good for your business, then great. I mean, that's what I mean by adjusting. One of the benefits of being a business for yourself, like I said earlier, is you get to choose the people you work with, and who you don't want to work with, you don't have to. And it's funny because who you align with stay, and who you don't align with generally have a habit of falling away. Anyways, so choose those that align with you. If they're a problem now and they're not even a customer, can you imagine what's going to happen when they become one? I've had this obviously in 18 and a half years, people will sign up for my product as a customer or even as a promoter, and they do it for all the wrong reasons and it's not for them, it doesn't align, and they just go away. And that's okay. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I don't let it be personal, because it's certainly not. Customers, if you have a customer that contacts you once every month and asks you the same exact question over and over, they're struggling with results, but they don't take their products correctly and they won't listen. They constantly need to be fixed and refined, but are not taking in any advice and putting anything into action. They're negative and always trying to beat you up over whatever. They're constantly complaining and have only bought a minimal amount of products from you. It's more than okay to say, this may not be for you. It's okay to say the word next. And it's not that you're nexting that person like you don't like them. It just means that maybe it's not a good fit for them. And that's okay. You have to be okay with that and not worry about it. Don't try and make a round objects fit into a square hole or whatever that saying is. Even though it might seem strange to dismiss a customer, if you're wasting your time and energy, then you're doing more harm than good for them and for yourself. Chances are that situation will never change, so recognizing the behavior and weeding your garden early. Same thing with negative Nellies. If you have people around you, they're always like, that's not going to work, or, you know, you're going to fail, or they go from thing to thing in their own life. That's kind of those indicators. So, good afternoon. Okay. So team, similarly, if you have an employee, teammate, coworker, or downline that just completely exhausts you, remember, you want to have things that inspire you, not expire you. Do they monopolize your time? Do they contact you daily and ask for advice, but you never see them implementing anything that you suggest? Do they complain about not making sales, building a team, or moving up in the company? Are they getting ready to get ready and full of buts and excuses? I always say get your big butt out of the way. And those are just all the excuses as to why this isn't working for you, why you can't do it, why it's not successful. All of those reasons are just excuses and they're all created equal. They're not going to get you anywhere, so move past them. Let's see. I often give my team tasks, challenges, and direction. If I see them going to work, stepping up to the challenge, and putting in the time, then I will match their efforts. Work with the ones that deserve your time, not necessarily need it. Help the ones that are trying to help themselves. Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, because I think it's important for you to understand it's not about liking someone better than the other person. It's about helping the ones that help themselves. It's like that whole saying, God helps those that help themselves. You can't just stand there and go, okay, God help, but not take the help that's given to you. If you have people in your life that are constantly asking for help, but you never see them reaching back, like it's a give and take, right? They're not reaching out to you. You're only reaching out to them. Then you gotta say next, because you have a job to do and your time is limited as well. And so you want to utilize your time to the best of your ability and not waste time on people that don't want your time. They really don't want it. They may need it, but they don't really want it. Sometimes we as leaders or entrepreneurs want somebody to succeed more than they want it for themselves. Oh gosh, that was like one of my biggest challenges when I was brand new to the industry. I was like, oh, but they could be so good at this, or oh, but they really need the income, or oh, they really, I think, would be, you know, if they just stopped doing this, this, and this, I think they'd be great at it. You can't do that. You can't make decisions for other people. You can only be accountable to yourself and then give those people something to be accountable to if they respond. I would say, do this and then come back to me when it's done. If they come back, I give them something else. If they don't, it just showed me what I needed to know about them. It might sound harsh, but it's necessary to identify those striving to succeed and make them your priority. Let the others know you're there to help when they're ready to help themselves and build their own businesses. Then go to work with the ones that are driven, teachable, and eager to learn from you. Okay, let's go back to this garden theory. If I have a garden and I have, you know, 10 beautiful flowers that are popping up, but I'm letting a lot of negativity weeds get to them, and I'm letting that overwhelm my garden, then my garden is going to die. It's those weeds are going to choke out all those beautiful blossoms, right? So the more that I can help people be successful, I am creating a ripple effect in their lives. So it starts with one. I don't want you to get caught up on numbers. Starts with one. If you can help one person be successful in your business or with your product or service, then they can turn around and duplicate what you've done with them, and they can help one. And that person can help one. And pretty soon, like I teach, actually tease my team all the time, it's like rabbits. They start multiplying like crazy. So don't let those negative Nellies, as Sunny called them, choke out your beautiful blossoms. Those are weeds, and you want to weed your garden. So if your phone is ringing and you instantly roll your eyes, sigh and cringe, and wonder what this time, weed that person out of your garden. Give them something to do, something maybe small that you know is easy and they should be getting back to you within the day. And if they don't, that tells you what you need to know, and then you need to listen. Super important in weeding your garden. You don't want the weeds, the negative Nellies, the people that suck the life out of you to suck the life out of your business. So, homework, weeding the garden. Be disciplined about what you respond and react to. Not everyone or everything deserves your time, attention, or energy. Stay in your light. Be the light for others. You're also the example, by the way. Everyone in your community is watching you. So what are you doing? Are you allowing people to pull you off track? Are you allowing people to take your time and energy that don't deserve it, that only need it? Well, guess what? That's what they'll do. And then it will become weeds rampant. Like they will be weeds on steroids, and you don't want to have that happen. Your vibe attracts your tribe. What traits does your ideal prospect possess? Okay, again, homework, I want you to fill this out. What traits does your ideal customer possess? What traits does your ideal teammate, employee, or downline possess? By the way, you'll notice when you fill this out, these things that you're going to write down that they possess should be the things that you possess. Okay? Are you walking the walk and putting out what you want to attract? Are there areas that you need to focus on to attract better people? Okay, I want to say something about this. It starts with one thing. It starts with you. Okay? It starts with checking yourself before you wreck yourself. So are you a blossom in your own garden? Are you a weed? So if you're a weed, you need to check your attitude and fix the TV screen and move forward. Because until you get right with yourself, until you weed your own garden, your own personal inventory, you can't move forward and help other people do that. Okay? Weeding the garden. Are there prospects, customers, or teammates that are exhausting you and monopolizing your time and focus? Who are they? What steps can you implement to resolve the situation? You know, excuse me, one of the things that I think about to myself is, you know, when I was brand new and I had to weed my garden of somebody that was exhausting me and taking my time and attention, it was for their benefit as much as it was for mine, because they were spending a whole lot of time spinning their wheels on something that was never going to go anywhere for them. And maybe, you know, and sometimes this happened, I kind of released them and said, you know, maybe this isn't for you, next. And they kind of did that personal inventory to themselves and came back ready to go to work. And then there were times that they didn't. And I never heard from them again. Either way, that was the best for them, because they made that choice, right? So don't take it as personal. Don't take it that you need to save the world. You cannot. You can only be the light. You can only be the person that people are watching and duplicating. So make sure that what you are duplicating is the things that you want to duplicate in your own business. So think about that garden. Think about, are you a weed in your own garden, or are you one of those beautiful blossoms that is creating an environment for other people to blossom in? Okay, everybody. Loving this series. I hope you are as well. I'd love your comments. Please leave them. If there's anything that you would love to hear me train on in the future, we have 2 more days of this Cultivating Your Community, and I'll be looking for different topics. I have a running list, so please feel free to anything that you come up with that you'd like to see a training on. I would be happy to listen to it and be happy to see if I can implement it in our segments. Please like, follow, and share this page with all your friends. All your entrepreneurial friends in, doesn't matter what company, doesn't matter what service, doesn't matter what business, hopefully they'll get good content and good value. It's it's very generic, so we don't talk about company names, even my own, and we're here to help you be as successful as you can in your own business. So happy Wednesday, everyone. Please go print off your homework and do that as soon as it gets sent out to you again. It's kind of like that. I'm reaching out to you with these lives and need you to reach back with doing your homework so that we can work together to help you be successful. Okay, everybody, talk to y'all tomorrow.